Hello, 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 my love, and happy Friday. You have made it to the end of yet another week, and today we are very excited to share a sneak peek of yet another exclusive episode with you that was just released today inside of the subscription to the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. Every other Friday, I record an episode specifically for you. When you join exclusive Pep Talks with the Queen, you have an opportunity to submit listener questions as often as you would like, and I record personalized episodes just for you, answering your question, speaking on your topic, sharing from my own experience, and giving you the guidance, support, and coaching that you need to start taking steps to move forward in your life. Today, you're going to be hearing a sneak peek from the episode that got released today, answering a current listener question inside of exclusive Pep Talks with the Queen. If you desire to join this subscription, you can do so via the link in the show notes of this episode and gain immediate access to all of the incredible episodes over there awaiting you. I love you so much, and we'll talk to you on the next episode of the Queen and Pep Talks podcast. See ya. She says, I would love an episode on fear of the doctors. As someone who still has quite a bit of weight to lose, I have been putting off going to any medical professional for years. I don't want to go and hear about my weight. I know about my weight and I know I need to fix it, working on it daily. However, as someone who is trying to work on my health journey, I know I need to go to the doctor and get screens and keep up with dental cleanings, the whole nine. Do you have any advice or pep talks for kicking my butt into gear? Of course I do. And I'm so happy that you brought this topic here, because the first thing I want to say is, Kelly, you are not alone. And I also want you to know that even people who don't struggle with their weight or feel like they have weight that they know they want to lose or need to lose, even people who are quote unquote normal size and healthy weight are also afraid of going to the doctors. I spent a lot of my life afraid of doctors, and I know that this came from my mom. My mom's literally scared of everything. Today, I sent her a video of me working out because she's been super invested in this journey that I'm on. And she was like, oh my God, honey, I was so scared watching that. And I'm just like, Jesus, woman, like, she has instilled this feeling of fear in me in so many things. And that's something that as an adult, I'm really working on breaking free from and learning to decide that just because I was taught to be afraid or I see other people being afraid of certain things, that doesn't mean that I have to be afraid. And I think that that's really, really important. But Kelly, I get it. I literally get it. I just went to get blood work for the first time in probably 5 or 6 years, a couple of months ago. I just started consistently going back to the dentist for the first time in probably 5 or 6 years, it's been about 1.5 years since I started going back to the dentist. I get it. I completely understand it. The only doctor appointment that I've been really consistent with, other than like if I was sick and had to go to the doctor, was my gynecologist appointments. And there's so much that I have to say around this topic. I think I have like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 bullet points of things that I want to say to you. But the first thing I want to say is, more than anything, it's so important for you to recognize that you deserve to go to the doctor. At the size that you are, at the weight that you are, at your current health condition, whatever that looks like, good, bad, anything in between, we all deserve to go to the doctors and we all deserve to take care of our health. Your health matters. You matter. And I'm so happy that you brought this question here, because it's so easy for people to say that they're on a health and fitness journey when really they're just on a weight loss journey. And they're two very, very different things. And over the last probably 2 years, I've really been thinking more about, as I get older, taking care of my health and making sure that I'm prioritizing it. And going to the doctors, I think, is one of those things where the less we do it, the more scary it feels. I know for myself, the more I find that I go, the easier it is to go and the more comfortable I become in going. It is scary, but if you're consistent, it's less scary, especially when you're building a relationship with the doctor, which is something that I've been working on doing with my doctors, is like not hopping from doctor to doctor and really trying to find a doctor that I like and work on building that relationship, because then there's a level of comfortability there and openness. So there's a lot that I want to say, but the first thing that I would say to you is, you deserve to go to the doctor. You deserve to take care of yourself. Your health matters. You matter, and you deserve to take care of the things that need to be taken care of. You're worthy of that, no matter your weight or your size. The second thing I want you to know is just that you're not alone. There are a lot of people who struggle with, myself having been one of them. There are so many people out there who struggle with a fear of going to the doctor. So you're certainly not alone, and I don't want you to think that there is anything wrong with you.
We are sorry to leave you hanging, love, but that is it for your sneak peek of today's exclusive episode over on Exclusive Pep Talks with the Queen. If you want to hear the rest of this episode, you can subscribe to Exclusive Pep Talks using the link in the show notes of this episode. Until we chat again, I love you and I hope you have the best day ever. See you guys.